Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
And it's on blogtalkradio.com, rockkellyshow.com. We are not broadcasting from we're not broadcasting from Media Play today. We're broadcasting from where we ordinarily broadcast from. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. Welcome back. Welcome back. Memorial Day weekend is upon us. I don't know if only I know. I'm sure some of y'all got someplace to go. I know I got someplace to go. Shuffling off to not quite Buffalo, but I'll be going somewhere this weekend. So what's up, everybody? Welcome, welcome. The weather has finally started to break, and I took my first motorcycle ride last weekend. It was very, very exhilarating. Shout out to Osman Shabazz to knock it off with the death wishes upon my bike ride. You know, like you say, sometimes if you got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. And I think this is one of those situations, Osmar, where you should not say anything. But anyway, welcome everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And as usual, it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Every Thursday evening, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., right here on blogtalkradio.com. Beautiful day outside. Lovely, lovely, lovely. And, you know, can y'all see me okay? You know, I know that's important. I know it's important to me that y'all see me okay. So I'm going to want to knock everything over trying to get y'all to be able to see me better. But welcome, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Oh, boy. So did anybody really think that Harriet Tubman was going to make it to the $20 bill with during Trump's presidency? Now, we all know, Trump, it's no way that this, there's no way that was going to happen as long as Trump is president. So now they're talking about 2029, 2030, something like that, way down the line when some of us may not even be here, but through the grace of God, of course. So they're pushing it off until 2030 with the Harriet Tubman $20 bill. So we knew, I mean, you got to know, it's going to be delayed until Trump leaves office. So here's what they're saying now. The Secretary of Treasury, let me put it like this. Harriet Tubman, former slave abolitionist and conductor of the Underground Railroad, will not become the face of the $20 bill until Trump leaves office. Now, how many of us didn't know that? Shout out to Lenny Foote. What's up, Lenny, my brother? Shout out to you, my dude. I hope some of y'all, or most of y'all out there, weren't really drinking the Kool-Aid that Harriet Tubman would make it to the $20 bill as long as Trump is in office. Now, it was supposed to coincide with the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote. But the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, the Trump appointee, of course, said that the designer's process has been delayed and no new imagery will be unveiled until 2028. And 2028 is a projected departure date for Trump, or shall I say Trump, who thinks that he's going to be the president for the next 5 years, which we all know is absolutely ridiculous. So, there's designing issues, but we all know what this is about. Trump does not want no black folks on the front of the American jersey. That's what that's about. So we all know that. So, so those of you who might have been waiting for Harriet Tubman to go on the $20 bill, you got a long way, all the way until 2028, which is a long time from now, Okay, shout out to Lamont Gaines, who's watching the program, Lenny Foote, Susan Kirkland, and many others who checked in, and looks like they checked out of the Ron Kelly Show. But that's okay. It's a couple minutes past the hour. You're listening, watching, perusing the Ron Kelly Show. Now, the phone number here is 646-668-2838 for my radio listeners, radio only, because there are lots of folks who listen to the Ron Kelly Show who don't check out the Facebook Live video, and that's fine, too. Thank you, Susan Kirkland, who says the view is fine. Thank you so much. Okay, so the phone number here, 646-668-2838, for the folks who are listening on radio only at blogtalkradio.com, is 646-668-2838. Thank you so much, Susan Kirkland. Susan Kirkland, that's my boo right there. Shout out to Robert Cooper, who is the main boo. I guess you can say my brother, Rock, as they call him. Shout out to him, who checks in every now and then, right here on the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, so, you know, I put out a tweet, I put out a message, kind of a blast last week about this nonsense that there's a shortage of black men. You see, when I put it out there, I try not to, you know, when I post on Facebook, I try not to put down, I try not to specify race, in other words. You know, I try not to specify race because when you just specify race, people are always, oh, you're being racial. And there are all types of folks who listen to the Ron Kelly Show. So thank you, brother. So you don't want to alienate anybody, but this is nonsense, you know. And I've heard this before, so what I did was I put out the question, and I don't usually get into these type of things, but I'm primed and prepped and ready to go with this one. So I was asking the question, why do women go after married men, and why do, you know, and I'm speaking from the, you know, man's point of view. I can't speak to a woman's point of view. Now, a woman wants to call in and give her view of why women go after married men. You can call the radio show at 646-668-2838. So, you know, there's no, so first thing you hear is there's a shortage of men. You know, and this annoys the crap out of me when they talk about shortage of men, because there is no shortage of black men. And, you know, and it annoys me because I'm, you know, more power to my brothers. I'm definitely a supporter of my black brothers. And, you know, the assertion that either we're in jail or gay is absurd. You know, it's just absurd. I just can't get with that. Also, there's no black guys around because we're all in jail or gay or DL. You know, and black men didn't start the DL thing. I mean, sure, yeah, are there black men on DL? Yes, there are. There's black, but there's white, there's Asian, there's Latino, there's, you know, there's all kinds of people, all kinds of men who are on, or different ethnic groups who are on the down low. It's not just about black men. And when this thing first came out with JL, whatever his name was, and wrote the book, and, you know, and all the black women were going on Michael Basin's show, and, oh, I'm checking him out, I'm looking at my man, and all this stuff. If you got to look at your man, then you should have been looking at your man a long time ago. If you think you got to look at your man, you should have been looking at him already. Because women who know what their man is about is not going to drink the Kool-Aid with this type of nonsense. So there were women who, at that time, were, you know, oh, I got to look out. Oh, I got, oh, please, give me a break. So anyway, I can't understand, right, why a woman, especially, I'll say black, because the assertion is that there's a shortage of black men in America because either we're in jail or we are on the down. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there is no shortage of black men in America. There's no shortage. There's no shortage of black men. There's a shortage of black men there's no shortage of black men in this country, like people would like to say. There's no shortage of black men. There's a shortage. There's a shortage of men who want to be manipulated. You know, there's a shortage of men who want to be, who allow themselves to be manipulated. It's sort of, because I had a young lady tell me, and I put it on Facebook earlier this week. I had a young lady tell me that that I was intimidated because I knew what I wanted. And I knew what I wanted, and I didn't want to, you know, I knew what I wanted, and I was able to make command decisions, and it was intimidating to her. You see, and that's because a lot of women want men who I'm not one of those men, 15 minutes past the hour of 6 or 7 o'clock. So I just wanted to address that, that there is no shortage of men. There's no shortage of black men in this country. And this nonsense about us being in jail or being in jail or being on the DL or whatever the case may be, okay, is absolutely absurd. You know, the black men. See, because actually dealing now, as far as black men who are gainfully employed and who have good credit scores, stuff like that, is there a shortage of those men? Yes, there is. Yes, there is. There's a shortage of viable black men. There's not a shortage of black men. There's a shortage of black men who are reliable. I'll put it like that. There's a shortage of those. But to say that there's a shortage of black men because we are gay or in jail is absolutely absurd. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much. 17 minutes past the hour. Welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to all my brothers who smoke cigars, my cigar smoking brethren out there. Shout out to Lenny and Zafir and some of the other people, Chris, Hakeem, and some of the other folks who are brothers who I participate in. And I know it's no good for me and all like that. We all know it's no good for us. We do it anyway because it's relaxing and it's enjoyable. So, you know, shout out to my peoples out there, who all my brothers, whether I know you or not, who are partake of the lighting of the cigar after a long day, trying to survive as a black man. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. So like I said, yeah, whoever, you know, there's not, never going to be a black person. You know, and I don't like to say never because people are speaking into existence. I don't believe in speaking nothing to an existence to a degree. I mean, yeah, praying and stuff like that, absolutely pray and, you know, but just speaking about something is not going to bring it into existence as far as I'm concerned. But yes, you can pray and, you know, you can, what is going on with this thing? You can pray and shout out to Cynthia Dunn, hyphen Lawhorn, watching the program. Shout out to you, Cynthia, and everybody else who might be watching here on the Ron Kelly show. So, yeah, so there's so much talk going on right now about, you know, about so many different things. And, you know, part of my responsibility of producing this program is to try to find things that appeal to a broad cross-section of the population. And, you know, as I said to open the show, the summer is here and it's the summer is upon us and it's a great time of the year, you know, when spring breaks and, you know, the weather gets better because me, myself, I took a ride on my motorcycle, which I hadn't done in 6 months. You know, I haven't ridden my motorcycle since September of last year, because I'm not one of those cold weather riders. When it gets cold, my days are over as far as motorcycles are concerned. And once again, shout out to Osman Shabazz. Osman, stop with your death wish nonsense. Every time I mention my radio and every time I mention my motorcycle riding, here you come with nonsense about who you know who died. I mean, I can appreciate that, that there are people, and I know people who have died on a motorcycle, but that's not going to stop me from riding. You know, so please knock it off with the nonsense about people who that you know who have died on a motorcycle. If you do anything, pray for me. You know, but here we go with the summer's coming, breaking. You know, and as we all know, like in the hood and in the hood in the inner city, you know, when the weather breaks, all hell breaks loose in the inner city, and this happens every year. So we all kind of brace for. You know, what's going to start happening with the carjackings are going to, you know, be more the doing the donuts in the street, the stolen cars, the ATVs on the sidewalk. You got to dive out of the way before you get ran over with an ATV. And all of these things are going to start happening, right? Matter of fact, they've already started happening in the city. You can imagine, shout out to Bunny McKnight, you can imagine what's going on in Chicago, and, you know, L.A. And all, you know, these places, New York City, Newark, New Jersey, all of these towns, St. Louis, Dallas, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. And this is what happens in the when it gets warm. When it gets warm, the weather starts breaking. Shout out to Pamela Tan, who's watching the program. Bunny McKnight, Cynthia Dunn, Cynthia L. Dunn, hyphen Lawhorn, everybody else who's watching, listening, perusing the Ron Kelly Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. So we know what happens in the hood. You know, when it gets warm, you got to watch your step. And not just about getting robbed, it's about getting run over. A friend of mine and I was sitting outside of Orange Park in Orange, New Jersey. Very nice park. Sitting there, then a car comes through Central Avenue doing like 100. And now imagine if somebody was, you know, you just stop sign or whatever, and you're trying to navigate across the road, and here comes somebody doing 100 miles an hour. It, you know, they're going to kill you. You know, and it's not to be, to be critical, you know, of our people. But just these are the things that happen in the black community when it gets warm. When it gets warm, you got to watch your step. You know, there's all types of things are happening around you. You know, and crime goes up, the stolen cars, you know, everything. Because people are hanging out, there's somebody on every corner in the hood. And you have to wonder why, I mean, you wonder why, you know, people, like, move. You see, and shout out to the people who stay in the hood and who try to make it better. Shout out to those people. I'm not one of them. You know, I pulled out a long time ago. Shout out to Charles Wilkinson, the pitcher man. Google him, hit him up if you wedding. I don't know if he's still a student, does that. But if he does, weddings, parties, whatever the case may be, hit Charles Wilkinson up. He's a good brother. Shout out to him. And so, yeah, so when it gets warm, you know, all hell breaks loose in black community. You know, it's outrageous, the stuff that happens. Bergen Street, you know, and Springfield Avenue, 18th Avenue, Avon Avenue. I mean, all over the place. It just gets, I mean, not just the folks on Newark, but all over the place. Patterson, and Jersey City, you know, East Orange, all these places. It just gets outrageous. So, yeah, the winter breaks out of Stephanie Freitas, who's the intended of Mr. Lamont Gates. Shout out to you, Stephanie. And glad to see you here. And so this is what happens. You know, so yeah, I'm happy that summer is coming. You know, yeah, I'm happy. But, you know, but I can't ride my motorcycle in certain areas because I'm afraid that, you know, somebody trying to escape the police may come upon me and my little motorcycle and then just run me over like a roach. So, yeah, so this is what one of the problems in the black community. This is one of the problems that that we face in the black community. When the weather gets warm, all hell breaks loose. And unfortunately, that's the deal that happens. It's 24 minutes past the hour, 7 o'clock, and you're watching, listening to whatever the Ron Kelly Show, 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. Shout out to my brother who called me last week from Minneapolis, who gave me a hard time about the abortion law that we talked about last week, the abortion law that will make it a felony for women to have an abortion. A felony. I mean, wow. Wow. I'm trying to figure out how to get these words off my screen, and I'm not able to do so. We're trying to get the words off the screen. But anyway, no, I don't want to do that. So yes, we talked about that last week I should have went over to Bernard Williams' place. I would have all these troubles. So we talked about that last week about there's been demonstrations all across the country. The protests are getting stronger and stronger and bigger and bigger because women. We're going back to the Stone Ages because there was a time when women didn't have any rights, you know, back in the day. Back in the day, women's suffrage, for example, is the right for women to vote in elections. And even in the 1800s, women were working for economic and political equality. And did the voting laws change? Because women were not allowed to vote back in the day, you know. So I guess they had their period where they weren't considered as a person either, like we weren't. But women weren't allowed to vote back in the day, a long time ago. And so now I think we're taking a step backwards with this because women are not going to be allowed to have an abortion. And what are we going to do with all the kids if the women can't have babies? We talked about that women who must have babies. We talked about that last week. And I think the heartless part of all of this is that women will not be able to have an abortion. She'll have to carry a baby from a rape to term. She'll have to carry the baby from an incestuous situation. She'll have to carry that baby to term, which is just outrageous. It's outrageous. And, you know, me, as I've said earlier, I'm not a supporter of abortion. I'm not a supporter of abortion. No, I'm not at Media Play Lamont. That's why everything looks so screwed up. No, I'm not at Media Play. I'm not sure what's going on with them, but I'm not there today. That's why everything looks so crazy, because I'm not there. Shout out to Bernard Williams. I hadn't heard Bernard Williams today. Media Plate, 167 Blickview Avenue in the Clifton Shit Space situation where you can have a party, you can have a bar mitzvah, you can have whatever you want to have, a paint and sip, you can have a meeting, discussion, karaoke, whatever you want to do, you can have it there with Bernard Williams at Media Plate. No, I'm not up there today, Lamont Gates. And it looks it because I got my own little contraption going on here. But I'll be there next week at Media Plate. We'll be there next week, but I haven't heard from Bernard Williams today. I'm not sure what's going on over there, but I haven't heard from him. So a little bit earlier, I talked about the Harriet Tubman $20 bill. Now, you had to be crazy to think that was going to happen, especially with Trump in office. There was no way that the $20 bill was going to come across with Harriet Tubman's face on it. You know, Mr. Trump was not going to allow a black person to be the face of the $20 bill, probably one of the most, outside of the dollar, probably one of the most most visible pieces of American currency out here right now. Now, they're saying the bill won't come out until 2028. And 2028, who knows who the president will be at that time, but they're saying it's not going to happen until 2028. So if anybody thought that Harriet Tubman was going to be on the 20th bill, I could have told you a long time ago that it wasn't going to happen. Not under Mr. Trump. They're saying that there's some redesigning and counterfeiting issues, but come on now. Okay. See, Secretary Mnuchin quash the Harry Tubman bill to save Trump from all-out veto and the firestorm that would have took place. So he did a interception, intercepted the ball for the Trump administration. So now Steve Mnuchin will be blamed for it instead of Mr. Trump. So that's how that goes. So anyway, it's just about half past the hour, and you are listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blossomradio.com, The Ron Kelly Show, TheRonKellyShow.com. I'm not sure where my station went, but yeah, we're here. It's 20-something minutes after the hour, you're listening to The Ron Kelly Show. I'm not sure where the station went. I should have been over at Media Plate. I probably would have my ish together right now. But I don't. So, shout out to Samuel H. Wilson, who's okay. Here we go. Okay, shout out to Samuel H. Wilson, who's listening to the program. Thank you, brother, for participating in my nonsense here every Thursday, the Ron Kelly Show. Hey, brother, how are you, man? Haven't seen you in a long time. Hope the meeting is going well. I'm sure you and my good brother Peyton are holding it down. Real Men, Real Issues, Monday night. Christ Church in Montclair is a very good meeting place. It got me started. I started going there last year, I believe it was, and I've moved on to volunteering in the church and finding a relationship with Jesus Christ. So, so Real Men, Real Issues is a men's meeting. They have women's meetings there too. You can Google on the Christ Church USA or ChristChurch.com, and you can find out what's going on over there. But yeah. Sammy and Peyton are the facilitators every Monday night, 8 p.m. Real Men, I believe it's 8 p.m. Real Men, Real Issues. Great meeting. Help me out. Oh, well, I miss you too, brother. Miss you too. I saw Peyton the other day. I saw Peyton in somewhere. I think I saw him in it's West Campus, I believe, and I did see him. And I promise I did. Oh, 7 p.m. Okay, yeah, 7 p.m. Real Men, Real Issues, 7 p.m. Christ Church. Just ring the bell on the side of the building, on the far side of the building. You just go to the door there after the bushes, ring the bell, and you can get right in. And, you know, Real Men, Real Issues. Everything's confidential. Nobody's going to talk about what you talked about. Great guys, great group of guys there. If you've got some problems, married or whatever the case may be, they're not there to solve them, but it's just kind of like a place where you can bounce things off of people, because nobody can really solve your problems, because we'll never know, you know, because a lot of us don't say, get into the exact nature. But anyway, Real Men, Real Issues, Monday night, Christ Church, 7 p.m. Monday night, Christ Church, Montclair campus. Okay, everybody, it's 33 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Oh, no problem, Sammy. No problem, brother. It helped me out a lot there. That God sent me on my way, in other words. Sent me on my way. Okay. And Christchurch in particular, you know, because I can appreciate Christchurch itself because they're non-denominational. So there's no, you know, there's no one's in really like in charge. I mean, Pastor David Ireland is in charge, but he's not a bishop. He's not a prophet. He's not a, you know what I'm saying? He's not a grand wizard. He's just Pastor David Ireland. And I can really appreciate that. See, when you put power, especially when you got black folks involved, when you put power and titles, it's recipe for disaster, actually. It's a recipe for disaster because there's always going to be a power struggle. Who's in charge? Who makes decision? You know, and everybody wants to be in charge. You know, and I've been in organizations, groups to help kids and stuff like that. I've been on boards of organizations that folded because they couldn't come to terms. And, you know, there were people who didn't want to support other people. So, and so the organization dies because they don't want to support other people. See, that's the problem you have with black folks. You know, once you put titles and stuff like that in the mix, oh God, it's a recipe for disaster. It's disastrous. You know, But that's what I like about Christ Church, because there's no, it's non-denominational, so you don't have to subscribe to any particular religion. But no matter what your religion is, you can still come there and have a good time. So yeah. So anyway, I don't want to dwell too long on that. Pastor David Allen, Christ Church, Montclair, and West Orange. No, I mean in Rockaway, I should say, New Jersey. All right, we're back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. To say that the 8 o'clock, right here on the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. So, oh boy, so much going on. The Jesse Smollett, shout out to Tyrone Smith. How are you, my brother? Tyrone Smith, shout out to you, my brother. Zoe's out there on the beach somewhere, living the life, man. I'm jealous. But anyway, the Jesse Smollett, you know, the Empire Act, Jesse Smollett. Now, I don't usually talk about this pop culture nonsense, but that case has been reopened, unsealed. Because there are folks who are angry that Jesse Smollett did not, get the punishment that people thought he should get. So the case is being reopened. The case is being reopened because there are folks who don't think that he should have gotten what he should have gotten away with it. But there's another case. Now, you remember Brock Turner. Brock Turner was a young white boy who was Stanford University swimmer who was convicted of sexual assault, 2014, I believe it was. The judge was recalled. The judge was recalled from office in California. Superior Court Judge Aaron Persky, 56, became the target of a recall after sentencing Turner, who could have faced 14 years in prison. Now, a lot of know, but he only got 6 months behind bars. Now, a lot of y'all, 26. I know many of y'all were highly upset about this young white boy who was convicted of assault with intent to commit rape of an intoxicated, unconscious person, penetration of an intoxicated person, and penetration of an unconscious person. He was convicted of those three charges, but he was only given 6 months because of this psychopathic judge. And he says that he was following the rule of law, which I thought was kind of crazy. So the voters went back to the polls. This particular judge was voted into office. And folks went to the polls and and voted to have this judge removed from office. So thank the Lord. This clown who has no idea the damage that he caused, or maybe he does know, but sentenced this filthy piece of trash to 6 months in jail, and he only spent 3 months in jail because for good behavior. Now, convicted of assault with intent to commit rape of an intoxicated, unconscious person, penetration of an intoxicated, I can't even finish reading it. You see, now you know, I mean, a black person would have been put to death. Anybody, you know, they would have been put to death. And see, and this is the problem, you know, the justice system is about who can, shout out to Omar, I'm not sure what your last name is. Shout out to Omar. Omar Oyarbu, something like that. Shout out to you, brother. And so this young man, this white boy, was given a slap on the wrist after he was convicted of three counts of sexual penetration. And I mean, I can't even talk. But anyway, this clown is out of office. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This man is out of office. He voted out of office. It's not going to affect Brock Turner, because Brock Turner got a slap on the wrist and he's going to be able to walk with it. But Judge Aaron Persky, who sentenced Brock Turner to 6 months in prison after three convictions for penetration and rape, he was recalled from office. So shout out to the people down in Missouri. Man, I saw some of the photographs. New Jersey has its problems, but thank God tornadoes is not one of them. But shout out to the people down in Jefferson City in Missouri whose lives have been flipped upside down from the tornadoes that have taken place in Missouri and all across the country, the floods and what have you. See, now you know why it's cost so much money to live here, because nothing really much happens here. There's not a lot of floods. There's not a lot of baseball-sized hail. There's not a lot of hurricanes. There's not a lot of tornadoes in the Northeast. And see, that's why it's kind of like a safe weather haven outside of the frigidity that takes place every year. But other than that, it's kind of like a safe haven for folks in the northern New Jersey, New York metropolitan areas. And now you know why it costs so much money to live here. But shout out to the folks who are living, I just feel so bad for them, because that those five tornadoes came through there and just destroyed the whole area. So now there's no power, there's no nothing. And those folks' houses have been swept away by these powerful tornadoes. So, peace, we pray with those folks in Jefferson City, Missouri, and some of those other places where those tornadoes came in and just flipped their lives upside down. And we had Hurricane Sandy a couple of years ago. We were all beat up about that. But look what happens to some of these people. Their whole neighborhoods are totally destroyed. I mean, yeah, my lights went out for one day, Hurricane Sandy. They were on the next day. Shout out to Montclair. White folks get the lights turned on right away. In the hood, you got to wait. White folks get the lights turned right back on. and I live in a 70% white town, so the lights came right back on, as opposed to other folks who had to wait 3 and 4 days. So we pray. Our prayers with those folks who, thank God no one was injured or killed, but our prayers with those folks and those folks in Jefferson City, Missouri, and some of the other places where those devastating earthquakes, not earthquakes, but tornadoes took place. Take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogspotradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
Ron Kelly Show. The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
That's right. Don't get it twisted. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Not broadcasting from Media Play tonight. We'll be back there. I believe it will be next Thursday. And I like the Media Play. It's so much roomier and better and more lighting. And shout out to Bernard Williams, who does a great job of setting up the program over at Media Play. We'll see him next Thursday. Memorial Day weekend is upon us. I will be packing up the old jalopy. Well, you all know I don't drive jalopies. But anyway, I'll be packing up tomorrow and leaving for a 3-day mini vacation. I'll be back Monday evening, back in time to happily go back to do what I do. So hopefully you folks who are out going out this weekend, be safe. And make sure you say prayers before you get out there on the road. It's going to be quite an experience. Yes, I'll be heading out, and hopefully the weather will hold up. According to the Lion weatherman, it says that it will, and we'll see if the weather holds up this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer. All right, everybody, it's about 15 minutes before the hour. You're listening, watching, perusing, onlining, the Ron Kelly Show. Back and better than ever, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, therockheadyshow.com. Shout out to Skip Dillard, who I'm begging to be on, literally, to be on Open Line. I think I'd make a great addition to Open Line. I hope y'all think so, too. I'm not going to ask for any opinions because I might not get any. My feelings are going to be hurt. But, I am making an effort to peace be upon Brother Bob Slade, who for years we heard on 98.7 KISS and now 107.5 WPLS, who passed away just a couple weeks ago and wasn't able to make it to his repast in Manhattan. But, Bob Slade was a pioneer in the radio business. And peace be upon him as he goes to that big radio station in the sky, Bob Slade. And so I'm positioning myself, not necessarily take his place, but to become a panelist on Open Line. I think the door is open. So we'll see what happens with that. Shout out to Skip Dillard, who makes that decision. And I don't mean to say beg. I'm not begging for anything, but I am lobbying to become a piece or part of Open Line on 107.5 WBLS. All right, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. 13 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, of 8 o'clock, I should say. Once again, the battle continues in Washington between Trump and the Democrats. And, I'd like to see this thing go away, but worked out. I mean, I'd like to see it get down to whatever it's supposed to be, I'd like to see this thing taken care of. If Trump is in fact guilty of obstructing justice, let's get on with it. I believe that he is. If I had to be one to make a decision, I believe that Trump has obstructed justice. And not so much because I don't like him, because it's not that I don't really like the president. I mean, I don't. He's the president of the United States of America. I mean, like him or not, he's the president. But as far as, like, do I support him? No. But is my theory about his culpability as being a as obstructing justice, how I feel about him have any bearing on my decision about his culpability? No. I can be an outsider and I would still say that the president is guilty of some type of obstruction of justice. Absolutely. I believe that to the bottom of my little heart. All right, it's 11 minutes before the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Weather's beautiful tonight. Be going out for maybe get a cigar or something like that tonight. Weather's great. I don't know if I'm going to ride my motorcycle again, but you know, I really love it and I appreciate it. All right, everybody, it's 646-668-2838. Shout out to my boy and my homie, and well, he's not my homie, but in Minneapolis, who called into the program last week and tried to let me have it about abortion, and you know, and he was unsuccessful. So, you know, locally speaking, though, we had a situation where a police officer, Newark City, Newark police officer, was indicted, wow, for killing, you know, brother. And see, now we have to, you know, while I do think that charges should have been brought against the police officer, you can't run. I mean, it's the worst mistake you can make. You know, it's not worth your life. And these two men, brothers, black men, were stopped by the police in Newark, New Jersey. And they ran. And see, that's the worst thing you can do is run from the police. Because, I mean, there's a chance that you may get away because they drive those SUVs now and they're not too good turning corners. But shout out to Juanita Boyd. The worst thing you can do is run. Don't run from the police. God, please. Do not run from the police because it can cost you your life, especially now. So this police officer in the city of Newark, New Jersey, which is near where we're broadcasting from in Montclair, New Jersey, this Newark officer was indicted for acting crazy, actually charged with manslaughter. In the shooting death of a clean driver, this grand jury has indicted the 26-year-old Giovanni Crespo, the New York Times is ridiculous. They want me to buy it. No, New York Times, I'm not buying a subscription. This police officer, 26-year-old Giovanni Crespo. Find another way to pull this up. Yeah, Giovanni Crespo, who's been the grand jury, has come back with a manslaughter charge in this situation that took place. He can face life in prison if he's convicted of killing Gregory Griffin. Gregory Griffin was shot and killed. This took place in late January. New Jersey police officer. Accused of shooting and killing a fleeing motorist in January. He's been charged with manslaughter. Giovanni Crespo charged in a grand jury indictment with 6 counts, including aggravated manslaughter, aggravated assault, and the death of Gregory Griffin, 46, who died on January 29th, the day after he and a passenger were shot in their car as they tried to speed away from pursuing officers. Now, Crespo, a member of the Newark Police Department for less than 2 years, was being held in the Essex County Correctional Facility in Newark, New Jersey, probably in protective custody, of course. A little other information was made available, including whether bond had been set or whether Crespo has an attorney. The Essex County Prosecutor's Office said later that a detention hearing hadn't been scheduled, but that it could come as early as Wednesday. Acting Essex County Prosecutor Theodore Stevens said an officer who stopped Griffin's car in late January the 28th radioed that the vehicle was speeding away and that she had seen a gun inside of it. Now, Crespo joined the pursuit and opened fire at 3 different locations. The passenger, Andrew Dixon, was gravely injured and remains not in good shape almost 4 months later. So Andrew Dixon was the other man who was in the car with Gregory Griffin, 46-year-old, who was killed, shot in bay, both were shot in the head by this officer, Giovanni Crespo. And even though, you know, there's a possibility. You see, now, hey, here's the thing. Now, these minority officers go to prison. Minority police officers who shoot people go to prison. No, don't get it twisted. Minority officers who kill people go to prison. Now, because you had this Somali officer, and that is a Somali officer who was convicted of second degree murder, and is facing. I'm not sure what his sentence. Let me put Yeah, Minnesota police officer, this black man, a Somalian, is Mohammed Noor, was convicted of murder. This black officer, murder. Jury found Mohammed Noor, who is a Somali American, guilty of third degree murder and manslaughter on July 17th. Dustine Demond, a white woman, who 40 year old Australia white woman, who had approached Noor squad car shortly after calling 911 to report a possible rape near her home. Now we've seen white officers kill black suspects with, you know, video and everything right there. And who are dead bang guilty, who get off, white officers. But this Minneapolis police officer who was black, he's the first Minnesota police officer to be found guilty of an on-duty killing, an extremely rare occurrence in any state, as police hardly ever charge and are scarcely convicted in fatal shootings. The Cleveland police officer who killed young Tamir Rice, 12 years old. The Cleveland police officer who killed Tamir Rice, who, as a matter of fact, who just was given another job. Police officer was hired by in a small Ohio village. Has a job in Officer Timothy Lohman, who killed Tamir Rice, who rode up on him and killed him. 12 years old at a park. He was fired from the Cleveland Police Department, but he has a new job in Bel Air, a small community on the Ohio River. Now, the police chief of Bel Air says, oh, well, he's, you know, he was cleared of killing a 12-year-old. This is the blue, you know, wall of death that takes place a lot of times in these situations. So Mohammed Noor, who is an African-American, not African-American, was a Somali police officer, was convicted of third-degree murder and manslaughter, and could face a long prison sentence. Then you have this other brother. You have this, I wouldn't say brother, but Giovanni Crespo, who's a Latino, who just may go to prison as well. So minority officers, you go to prison for killing white folks, but white folks won't go to prison for killing you. Incidentally, this lady, Justine Demond, her family was settled with for $20 million. Now, when black folks settle with police departments, it's $2 million, it's $500,000, they cheap them out. They cheap them out. But the city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, approached this woman's family and said, okay, look, we'll give you $20 million to settle this case. Black folks don't even get anywhere near that much. I don't know if it's that we, I'm not sitting in the negotiations. I don't know if we don't, if we accept whatever we give because $2 million is a lot of money to us, or do we accept whatever they offer because we want the money? Or what? I'm not sure what's going on with that, but the minority police officers go to prison. White police officers do not, and that's the bottom line. So Mohammed Noor, convicted of police officer in Minnesota, convicted of murder and manslaughter in the case of Justine Demond, this white woman who he shot by accident, so he says, and Giovanni Crespo, who was a maniac, who jumped out of the car three times and seized upon these brothers and shot inside the car, which is a taboo in most police departments, killed one of the people, and the other man who is circling the bowl, so to speak, who probably will die as well. So, and Giovanni Crespo is going to go to prison because minority police officers go to prison, white police officers do not. All right, everybody. It's about a couple of minutes. It's about a minute and a half before the hour of 8 o'clock. I want to thank everybody for joining. Steve Harvey, Mark Gates. I'm not you know what, I'll address that next week. I'm not even, Steve Harvey's a radio brother. I try not to talk too much about people in radio because it's kind of like the code where we don't really talk about each other. But and tell you the truth, I'm not 100% sure what's going on with Steve Harvey. I will research that and I'll come back next week and whatever I find out about Steve Harvey that I feel is appropriate to talk about, I will talk about it. Thank you to Lamont Gates, a loyal listener of the Ron Kelly Show. All right, 50 seconds left of the Ron Kelly Show. I want to thank everybody for joining me this evening. I think, you know, we'll try to hook it up with Bernard Williams at Media Plate. We'll be back there next Thursday evening for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show, because you can tell from the background right here, I'm a mess. But I'll be back at Media Plate next week with Bernard Williams in the Media Plate space situation in Clifton. All right, everybody, thanks so much for joining me. 17 seconds left of the program. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you next week. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thanks so much. I'm done.